Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Mem Hei. Kuf Mem Hei, and we are in the sugyas of Misha Meis. We are up to the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Dalan Mabez. We just spoke about Akob Yishmaim Chutz B'Sidim U'Pachim. Just one part of Tosas I did not mention yesterday, just a one-liner where Tosas says, we all know another chazal of Akob Yishmaim Chutz B'Yirat Shemaim. So how do you put that together with this Tosas, with this Gemara of Akob Yishmaim Chutz B'Sidim U'Pachim? Tosas just said, it's talking about two different things. One's talking about events, and one's talking about midos. So when you're talking about events, that's our Gemara. So everything that happens to us is out of our control, except for tzidim, is tzidim and pachim, which is our taking care of ourselves. But akobi deshmaim chutz miyirat shemayim, so that is, as the Gemara says in Nida, so right, ezo ashir, ezo ani, that's all about midos. So therefore, everything is in our control regarding yirat shemayim. So that's Tosfos. Other Rishonim don't discuss that, but we will move on. Just remember the first half of Tosfos about the difference between what a person does to himself versus what happens to a person from the outside, and we spoke about Rabbi Chanan and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Okay, now we're up to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is about to talk about Shushbinus. What is Shushbinus? Shushbinus are presents that in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, they used to send to somebody getting married, and the deal basically was, if I send you a present, then you'll send me a present when I get married. And it wasn't such just a present, it was a present that would be able to be used at the wedding, and it was a serious obligation on the behalf of the one who received it. The Rambam writes in the Hilchas Zechiyah Umatana, in the seventh parak, Parak Zayin, says the Rambam, Minhag Pashut Barov HaMedinos, the minhag in all of these countries, Shevizman Sheyisa Adam Isha Mishalchin Lo Reya V'Miyuda Av Maos, when a person gets married, his friends send him money, Kadeshi Yischazik Bohan Al HaHutza'a Shemotzi B'Mishted, right, so that he could be able to help take care of the expenses of the wedding. Ubaim osam reyim vamuyadim, and those same people come and enjoy themselves and have a party at the wedding. Meaning they send them the money, they send them the expenses, and then they take part. Sheshelchu va'ochlin v'shosin v'machasan v'shivas yemishte obim miksasan hakol k'minag medina ve'elu hamoshe mishalchin nigra'in shushbinus. Right, this is called shushbinus. A shushbin is the one who accompanies the chasan to the chuppah. The Midrashim talk about how Hashem Kaviyachal was the shushbin for Adam when he brought Chava to him. But this is the halachic shushbinin. V'yosem ha'anashim sheshalchu ilu amos v'ochlem shosan v'chasa nikrim shushbinin. Fine. And then the Rambam says, ha'shushbinos eina matana gemura. It's not a full matana. What does that mean? V'dvarim yiduim shlo shalach zeh asar dinarim k'di sheyocha v'yishte b'zuz echad v'lo shalach ela v'dayto sheim yisa hu isha yachzer v'yishalach lo k'mo sheshalach lo. The deal is, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. I'll send this to you as long as you send it to me. L'fichach, and therefore, if nasa zeh if I get married after I sent you this 3 years ago and you don't send it back to me, it's collectible in court. Right, that is the din of shushbinus, and that's what our Mishnah is going to talk about. So, says the Mishnah, how does this get into this now? Because what happens if the father, while the father was alive, sent shushbinus in the hands of certain sons of his. Please take this to so-and-so. So when that receiver gets married, who has to pay up the shushbinus? Is it only the son that was sent by the father to give the shushbinus, or is it the whole estate? Because it was really from the father. That's the issue. So again, ha'achin sha'asu miksasun shushbinus, b'chai ha'av, brothers that some of them did shushbinus while the father was alive, meaning the father sent them to certain people to bring these presents, chazra shushbinus, so when the shushbinus, the people who received, got married, who got married originally, now one of the sons, chazra shushbinus, chazra la'emsa. It goes back to the pot. Goes back to the pot. When this son gets married, then the shushbinus doesn't specifically go to him. We don't say this is from him, this is from the father. So if it's from the father, so then the shushbinus that comes back to the estate also goes to the estate. And why? Why is this so serious? Shushbinus nigves bebezdin. Because shushbinus is nigven bezdin. This is a serious chov. It's like a milveh, the Rishonim say. And therefore, it is collectible. Aval hashaleach lachaver kaideyem kadeshemen. If somebody just sends somebody a present, a couple of wine bottles, barrels, and oil barrels, einigvin bebezin, ribnei shengimilos chasadim. That's chesed. Chesed is not enforceable in court. Only when it comes to shushbitis, which is a real chov. The Shulchan Aruch says, even though this is quoted in the Rambam, and maybe it was the custom in the days of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Samach that Bizman Hazeh, even though all these halachas are quoted in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, Ulefisha Bizman Hazeh, Lo Nagu Letvoa Tviyazu, Ra'isi Shlo Laharach Bazeh. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Samach has one little simin on it where he quotes this Rambam, but then he says, I'm not writing about this now because it's not noik bizman. It's interesting. Most cases the Shulchan Aruch says something is not noik. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't talk about karbanis. He doesn't talk about tum and tara. But here he mentions it and says I'm not going to be maror because it's not noik. Maybe one day it will be noik again. But that's why he just writes one little paragraph. You should know about this. But it is not noik bizman hazeh. Right? This is in Hilchos Kiddushin. Hilchos Kiddushin. That's where he mentions that it's not noik bizman hazeh. But the Gemara talks about it. And here we go. Basically, see, that's what the Gemara seems to say. When the father says the son, so then he said him as a shliach of the father. So that's why it goes back to the emsa. It goes back to all of the brothers.
For their own
hotzos. Well, this only, as we'll see in a minute, it's only going to be sent back when a son is getting married. It's not collectible before that time. So even if one son is getting married, it'll go back to the pot, and it's re-split. Says the Gemara Braminhi, is this really true that if the brothers are sent by the father, then it goes back to the communal pot? Shalach lo aviv shushbinos kishihicho, when the father sends one of the brothers, kishihichozeres, chozeres lo! Goes back to the specific brother. Nishtalcha lo aviv shushbinos, if the father lit aviv shushbinos, what happens if when the father got married? I'm sorry. When the father got married, he was sent shushbinos, and now one of his friends is getting married. So now the pot, the estate, has to send back to this other person. Shechozeres ben emsa. So from the father's estate, you're going to pay from the estate itself. No one son has more responsibility to pay for the father than anyone else. But in terms of getting it, says the Mishnah, says the Brisa, that it goes to a specific son. So, Stira, three answers. Answer number one. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kitznan nami masnisan nishtalcha le'aviv tnan. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was sent to the father. Meaning, if somebody, what the Mishnah really means is a case where the father received when he got married, so now when he has to pay it, so then it goes from all of them. So the Gemara, 1 minute, v'ha'achin sh'asu miksasun shishbinis k'tani. But it says where the brothers did shushbinis, they took it. So the Gemara says, no, tni limiksasan. It means limiksasan, meaning it was, again, to some of them. V'hachazra shushbinis k'tani. But it says chazra shushbinis is going to go back. Is that talking about going to the father? Hachikabra, no. Chazra ligvos nigves me'emsa. No, first answer is change the Mishnah. The Mishnah is also talking about a case where the father is now paying up a shushbinis, not getting a shushbinis, and in that case, everybody, that's where it is la emsa. But really, if it's getting, so then a specific son would get it. Ravasi Amar, second answer, lo kasha, kan bistam, kan b'mafarish. It depends what language the father used during his lifetime. Really, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the father had sent a son during his lifetime, and now he's getting it back. But what did he say? Kitetanya, as the Brisa says, Shalach lo aviv shushbinis, if the father had sent shushbinis, kishi chozeres, chozeres lo. If the father had sent shushbinis, meaning sent a specific son to bring it to his friend, so then, when it comes back, it goes back to that specific son. Shalach aviv shushbinis stam, but if the father just sent stam, you know, kids, one of you please take this. So then, because then it was not a specific son that was sent. That is number two. And finally, number three, Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, and the Ritva says that the Shmuel is not arguing on the previous Ukimtis, but he is just adding on another one that you don't have to say it is Stam or Mefarish, but even if the Mishnah was Mefarish, Hacha b'yava maskinan. We're talking about a case where the specific son who is supposed to get the Shishbinis had died. And the Yavam, who did Yibam, is saying, hey, so I get his Shishbinis, because I'm in my brother's shoes. So is that true? Does the Yavam take the Shishbinis? So the Brides are talking about a case where the son's still alive. So the son's still alive, so he gets it. But the Mishnah is talking about a case where the the son, who should get it, is not alive. It's only the Yavam. And what does the Mishnah say? The Yavam does not get it. She'eino notel b'roi kibbe mochsak. A Yavam does not take what's roi to go to the dead brother as he does mochsak. Again, this goes into, and is part of the sugya, how much is the Yavam a stand-in for his dead brother? Right, the Torah says that he's a stand-in. Right, but the Torah really says the son is going to be a stand-in. But the Gemara in Yavamis tells us that there is one exception in Kala Torah Kula to the principle of Eina Mikra Yosef Midei Pshuto, and that's right here. Really is referring to the eldest brother that's going to do Yibam, not the son that will be born. So it's talking about the brother, but how much really is the brother a stand-in? Or how much is this, how much is his marriage built on the previous marriage? This is automatic. The Torah says he has to do it. There's a Zika already created. But this beautiful lumdus that we discussed back in Maseches Yavamis, how much is his marriage based on the previous? How much is it a new marriage? Machlokas Tanam about the Ksuba. Does he write a new Ksuba? Does he just have to fill his brother's Ksuba? All of these might have to do with how much the brother is a stand-in. So here, this relates to that a Yavam does not get Ra'ui. A Yavam does not get Roy. So does that mean he's not as much of a stand-in? Well, we know a Bechor also doesn't get Roy when he takes a double portion. And a Bechor is somewhat of a stand-in for the father. But again, that is an important discussion. So, but that is the Chiddush. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the Brice is about a case where the son is, the brother's there. The Mishnah is about a case where the brother died. The Yavam wants to get the Shishbinis, and the answer is he does not get it. Because that's considered Roy. Continues the Gemara. Michlal de'idach mishalem. Is this to tell me that the Yavam does not get the Shishbinis, but it goes to the pot. Is Shishbinis paid at all in this case? If the brother who's supposed to get the Shishbinis died, does the other person have to pay at all? It's from this discussion, yes, but it just goes to the other brothers. What do you mean, Lema Tnuli Shishbini V'yesvachimo? What do you mean, why can't he say, give me my friend, I want to be misameach with him, right? What the Rambam described. We started off the discussion that you send the Shishbinis and then you go enjoy the party with him. But that's part of the chavaya. If I'm not going to be able to go to the wedding, so I don't even have to send it. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Malkam shnagol ha'achzer kiddushin machzirin in a place. Now we're comparing. We're jumping a little bit, but the Gemara compares them. Shishbinis, do I have to pay Shishbinis if the receiver already died? What happens in a similar case where a man was Makadesh a woman and then one of them died? Does the ring go back? Right, let's say a ring is an expensive ring. So does the ring go back? Shemakam shagol lahachzer kiddushin machzirin in a place where the minhag is to return the ring, you return it. Makam shagol lahachzer in machzirin is dependent on minhag. V'yamar v'yosi bar abba amar ukva amar shmuel. Lo shanu ela shemesa hi. When does it depend on minhag? If the woman died. That's when it depends on minhag. Avol meis hu in machzirin. But if the man dies, the woman definitely gets to keep it. Why? My taima, yichol hisha tomar, because she could say, tnuli bali vesvachimo. Give me my husband. Where's my husband? If I don't have my husband, I'll be misameach with him. Meaning, what does that mean? Top Rashbam says, I'm ready. I didn't do anything wrong. Right? Tnu klomar, ani mezumenes lahashlim tanai kiddushi. Right? The ikav is not tali bi, and therefore I'm keeping it. So what's the difference between a husband dying and a wife dying? Why can the husband say, it's not megabi me, so give it back? Maybe there's muhsuk. Maybe she's already muhsuk in it. But Hachanami says the Gemara, Neimatnu lishashbini vesvachimo. So why can't here too? Why can't the one who already got married earlier say, hey, the brother's dead, the receiver, the slash brother is dead, so I'm not going to send it. I only send it with the tnai that I'm going to go there and enjoy myself at the wedding. Samar of Yosef, this is the case. What's the case of our Mishnah? That even though the brother is dead, he has to pay it? It's a case where, Hachamay Eskinan, Gunch Samachimo Zainime Mishnah, for the Hispak Laparacha Mace, Rachmanel Itzlan. He was with him. He just didn't. He was holding off to with the wedding present until after the wedding. He was with him for a week, being Sameachim Shivas Mi'a Mishnah, and then he died. Well, Hizbuk Laparo at Shemes. So that is the tragic situation that happened. So he has to pay it. Because he can't say, oh, give me, I want to be Mesameach with him. He was Mesameach with him, and then he died. Period. The Ritva here says, what is the reason here given that he won't have to pay? He says, give me my shushbin, and then I will pay it. Says Ritva, what do you mean? Originally we thought that they weren't married yet, right, in the Havamina. But we're going to learn on the bottom of today's Amud, on Amud Aleph, that shushbinis is only collectible at the time of the marriage. Before that, it's not collectible. Right, you can't say 5 years before I get married, you know, can you pay me that now? I'm just in dire need. No, it's not collectible at the time of the wedding. So why does the Gemara have to come up with this svara of, you know, give me my shushbin, and if I'm at the wedding, I'll pay it? Why did the Gemara just say fundamentally the chiyuv doesn't kick in yet? He's dead. He never got married, so the chiyuv never kicked in. Why doesn't it say that? That's the Ritva's kasha. So the Ritva answers, maybe the shushbinis is a type of obligation where, if marriage is possible, so then it's collectible at the time of the marriage. But the second marriage becomes impossible, then it's just like a milvet, and it's a chiyuv that kicks in right away. That's what he suggests. He says, the anan havasalka daitin. First of all, when she's nechas l'chupa before meis onasa have, but the chiyam rinan choseres ba onasa v'lo kodem lachain havisalka daitin tahaynu kshu kayam v'roy laso zachupa avol kishem meis miyad higia onaso. But if he died, the chiyam would kick in right away. Maybe that's the type of chiyam it is. It becomes a chiyam gavra, not specifically linked to the marriage. The marriage is the first possibility, but if not, that was the havamina. Kamash Malan, that we say, it does not work. This case of Shlomachim was Zayin Yimei Mishta, and he dies right after Zayin Yimei Mishta. It's shades of, I like to speak at, in Tisha B'Av time. We say, the last kina that we say, this is, I think in most circles, is Elit Zion. Everybody stands up. Elit Zion B'Yareha, Kimei Yishavet Zireha, V'chivsulo Chagur Asak, Al-Bal Nu'rah. So Salvechik asks, why is it, if you think about what the kina means, very unusual. Elit Zion B'Yareha, what does Elit Zion mean? Cry for Zion in her cities. Elit Zion B'Yareha, Kimei, right? What do you mean cry for Zion? That's what we did for the past 3 hours. Cry for Zion! What do you mean cry for Zion? This is the last kina. Why isn't Elit Zion the first kina? Elit Zion Be'era, cry for Zion, let's cry for 3 hours. That should be the introductory kina. And yet, it's the last kina. Why? Says the Rav, look at the next line. Right? Kamo Isha Bitzireha. You have to cry like a woman in childbirth. Why that imagery? Tell a woman in childbirth not to cry. She has to cry. It's impossible not to cry. It's natural to cry. That's how crying for Yerushalayim has to be. At the end of Kinos, you know what we say, Elit Zion, cry for Zion? That we should keep crying for Zion. It should become natural in our lives to cry for Zion. That's what we shouldn't be the same person that we were before Kinos that we were after Kinos. That's Kamo, because it's natural. And what's the second imagery? Kamo Isha Vitzireha, Ukipsula Chagura Sak Albal Nureha. And like a Psula, Chagura Sak, a Psula, she's wearing sackcloth Albal Nureha, because the husband just died. I mean, you go right after the marriage, before they have to live together, right? One of the couple dies. Tell her not to cry. No, she has to cry. She has to cry. It's natural to cry. So that's here. That's this case. Samachimo, and then the death comes right away. So that's the Rav. When we think about the Tisha B'Av, it's one of the beautiful thoughts. The Rav can say that. Now the J.J. Schachter put out a sefer about the Rav's Torah on Tisha B'Av a few years ago. So I always try to learn it on Tisha B'Av. So my wife thinks that I can't learn it on Tisha B'Av. I get too much pleasure out of it. Right? It's like you're not supposed to get hanah from learning on Tisha B'Av. You can only learn what you have to learn. It's really unbelievable. It really makes it a Tisha B'Av. Anyway, so that's one of the thoughts written in there. The Lord is righteous in all his ways. That's the name of it. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, fourth line. So lema tnuli bali ve'esmachimo tanoihi. Let's say that that's machlokas. Is this a machlokas tanoim? The idea of if a person could say with a shashpinus, give me my baal and I will be sameach in him, and then the machlokas about kiddushin, right? Is that Machlokes was Tanoim as follows. Titania, Hamari says a Isha. If a woman, if a man does Erisin, right? Erisin's last Kiddushin, synonyms, they used to do that 12 months before. Hamari says a Isha. Psula Gova Masayim Yalmana Mana. A Psula collects 200 for her Ksuba. If something happens, right? But they don't get married. Valmana Mana. And Amana takes 100. That's regarding the Ksuba. Says the Rashbam, it must be a situation where he wrote her a ksuba min erison, because it's not automatic, right? Because the in ksubis there's an ibaya de lifshita. Does a arusa get a ksuba? It's unanswered. So we don't want to get into any discussions of bachlokos. So this case must be where he wrote the ksuba. A Rashba says no. This is a raya that it's automatic. This is a raya that's automatic. There are 20 gemaras all over Shas where Rishonim say, this is a Raya, and that's a Raya, and this is a Raya. And most of them aren't Rayas, because most of them, the Rishonim that argue, say, oh, this is the case where you happen to write it. Right? So the Rashba says, this is a Raya, that it's automatic. The Rashbam says, no, it was written here. There's a fascinating sheet of the Baal Amar. It's quoted here as a Yesh Omrim in the Rashba. Maybe there's a difference between Gerishin and Misa. If the husband is Megarish her, then it's automatic. Because he's doing it. So one of the, right, the husband is in charge, Midah Raisa, of Gerishin. So Bal Karcha, we'll talk more about that tomorrow, Beis Hashem, when we talk about the process of Gerishin. But that is by Gerishin. By Misa, it's not automatic. That's the chilek of Gerishin and Misa when it comes to Erisin. Fascinating Shita of the Baal Hamar. So you have the Rashbam, the Rashba, and the Baal Hamar. So that's the first line of the Braisa. But continues the Braisa. What about Kiddushin? Malkam Shnagul Lahaksir Kiddushin Machzirin. Malkam Shnagul Lahaksir Kiddushin Ein Machzirin. Divrei Rebbe Nasan. Rabbi Nassan says it depends on the minhag. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer. Rabbi says, Be'emes Amru, we really say. That phrase sometimes means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, sometimes means we paskin this way. Be'emes Amru, Malkab Shagul Lahachzir Machzirin. Malkab Shagul Shal Lahachzir Ein Machzirin. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Hayna Tanakama. Isn't that the same exact Shita? Depends on the minhag. El Alav, what must be the difference? Tnu li bali v'esmachimo yibikaminayu. It must be the machlokas is, can a woman say, hey, I'm not giving back the kedushin unless my husband's here? V'chisure mechzara. And we're missing part of the braisa. V'hachiktani. And this is how it should read. Hamari says that yishab sulago v'masai v'mana mana. That's the ksuba. B'med v'ramamurim d'hadar be'ihu. That's if he retracts. That's where he has to pay the ksuba. Aval mesa, but if she dies, makam shnagul lahachzir machzirin, makam shnagul lahachzir ein machzirin. But if mesa, if she died, then it depends on the minag. Vidafka shemesa he, that's only if she dies. Aval mes who? Ein machzirin. This is all a lot of added in words. But if he dies, you don't give it back. The kiddushin, my taima, yecholahi shetomar tsnuli ba'ali vesmachimo. That's the Tanakama, Rabbi Nasan. V'yasa, Yehuda Nasi lemeimar, be'em esamru, doesn't make a difference. Ben meishu, uvein meisa he, it all depends on the minag. Malkab shenagul lachzir machzirin, malkab shenagul shalol lachzir ein machzirin, v'lo matzi amra, tnuli bali ves machimo. You can't tie it, it's just whatever the minag is. So, isn't that the machlokas tanoim? So the answer is low, he added in about 20 words, right? No, maybe that's not the machlokas. The Kuli Alma Yechola Shetomer Tznuli Bali Vesmachimo. Maybe she always should have that right, that give me my husband, and I'm not giving back the ring unless he's here. It's not my fault. Udemis who Kuli Alma Lo Pligi. And if the husband dies, for sure, she could keep it. She could keep it. Ki Pligi Shemesahi. The Machlokas is what if she died? V'hacha b'kiddushin l'tivua nitnu kamiflagi. It's Machlokas about kiddushin l'tivua nitnu. What does that mean? Tivuin is from the word tavua. It's sunk in. It drowned. Right? When kiddushin are given, what is the umdana of the husband? He's giving it forever and ever and has no intention of ever getting it back? L'tivua nitnu? Or lavli tivua nitnu? I'm giving it to you because I'm planning on marrying you. If that doesn't happen, maybe I get it back. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Nasan Amar Kiddushin Lav Lativuan Nitnu. Rabbi Nasan says it's not Lativuan, and therefore, if she dies, he gets it back. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Sabar Kiddushin Lativuan Nitnu. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says no, Lativuan Nitnu, and then she keeps it. She keeps it. A little more. V'hamakav shagol haksar machzirik tani. But doesn't it say that it's totally on minhag? Sachi kamar v'savlonus v'adai makav shagol haksar machzirin. Kiddushin is based on this machlokas. Savlanus, the extra presents that are sent after kiddushin, so that is dependent on the minhag, whatever is done in that locale. Period. It's an important machlokas here between the Ritva and the Rashba. And that is when we say kiddushin l'tivuin and lav l'tivuin. Says the Ritva, This is not talking about a shava pruta's worth. It's about everything worth more than a shava pruta. But a shava pruta, for sure, is kept by the woman or her yarshim. For sure, because if not, if you give back even the shava pruta's worth, says the Ritva, so then they were never married. So then, what do you even need to get for? And then, what? And then she was mezana in between. Then it doesn't count. And then every woman who ever has kiddushin is hasara safek, because maybe the kiddushin is going to go back. So because of all these questions, says the Ritva, it has to be, this whole discussion is only what's worth above and beyond shava pruta. What's worth a shava pruta does not go back. Says the Rashba, what are you talking about? You give everything. But first of all, the Gemara never said it. That's a big raya against the Ritva. The Gemara never says that you keep a shava pruta. So he's saying it based on svara. But what do you mean? The woman had it for a couple years, couple months. So that itself is hana. All you need is hana. Hana shava pruta. That's it. And they were married. What's the difference if you got it back afterwards? There was erisin for a certain amount of time. So what if you give it back afterwards? That doesn't ruin the marriage to Mafreya. It's a very important machlokas. What was the Ritva thinking? The Ritva knows the Gemara's kiddushin about Hana's kiddushin. So what makes this case different than there? Important machlokas to know. Continues the Gemara. Vani tanoi kani tanoi. The previous machlokas tanoim about Latibuin is similar to this one. Titania. Here we go. We need some math brains. Kitsha bekikar. So first we're going to quote a Brisa, and then we're going to try to explain it. Kitsha bekikar psula gavamasai vamanamana de Rabbi Meir. If somebody's bekadesh with a kikar, that means a slab of silver. A slab of silver, which is worth 25 mana. Right? A slab of silver is 25 mana. Then a psula gets masayim vamanamana de Rabbi Meir. Right? We'll talk about what all these, let's just read it first. Rabbi Yehuda omer psula gavamasayim vamanamana umachzeres loas hashar. Yes, that's true, but then she has to give back the rest. Rabbi Yossi omer. Unusual, we don't know what this means yet. Kitsha be'esrim, if he's mekadesh her with 20, nosin la shloshim chatzain, he gives her 30 halves. Kitsha be'shloshim, nosin la eser chatzain. Okay, what does all that mean? But my eskina, what's the case of this brisa that we have no idea what the shitas mean yet? Ilema shemesa, are we talking about a case where kiddushin took place and then she died? Then miyisla ksuba, she gets no ksuba. She only gets a ksuba if he divorces her or if he dies. So that can't be the case. Ela shemesu. So it must be that he died. But if he died, amai machzeres lo hashar. Why should she give back the extra ksuba, benema, tnu, or anything, tnu li bali vesvachimo, as we said. Everybody holds that way if he dies. The ela, what must we be talking about? Be'eshis Yisrael shezinsa. How else did this marriage break up? We're going through all the possibilities. He died, she died. Hey, maybe she was an Eshis Yisrael that was mezana. Right, a woman that was mezana, as we say, but ubamai. What's the case? Iba ratzon, if she was willing, miyisla ksuba, she loses her ksuba. Benetius Israel is mezana, she loses her ksuba. Ve'ela ba'ones, mishra shayula. And if it was ba'ones, she could stay married if she was raped. So, ela ba'eshes kohen shenetza. What's the only case left? How did this marriage break up? It must be an eshes kohen that Rahman al-Islam was nensa, that was raped. And we know the halacha is an eshes kohen shenetza is asur to her husband. So that's the case where she gets a ksuba. She gets a ksuba, but the marriage has to end. So, what is this about? Ubekidushin litivu nitnu kamiflagi. And the machlokas is about lekidushin nitnu litivuin. What's the machlokas? Let's go through each shita. Here we go. Rabbi Meir savar kidushin litivu nitnu. Rabbi Meir says kidushin litivu nitnu, and that's why she keeps everything. What did Rabbi Meir say? Psula gets masayon amanamana. Period. She gets her full ksuba, and the kidushin that she has, she keeps also. Right, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lav Letivu Nitnu. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Lav Letivu Nitnu, meaning she gets her ksuba Masayva Manamana, and then Rabbi Yehuda says she has to give back the rest. What does that mean? She has to give back the kiddushin. She has to give back the rest. The Rashba says, hey, this sounds like me. She doesn't even keep a shava pruta. Right, the Rashba, right? You'll have to, the Ritva will say, oh, I have to learn it that you kept the shava pruta. But now Rabbi Yossi is the one that we have to work on. For Rabbi Yossi Misafgale, Rabbi Yossi, the third sheet, that he's not sure what it is. So he's not sure. So what's the case? So Hilkach, Kidsha Be'esrim, Nosin La Shloshim Chatzoim. What does that mean now? So let's do some math. The Rashbam explains that. What does it mean? Kidsha Be'esrim. That means 20 shekel. If he gives 20 shekel, one shekel is a zuz. Well, I'm sorry, one shekel is 4 zuz. So 20 shekel means 80 zuz. 20 shekel means 80 zuz. So we're talking about an almana here. So how much is an almana supposed to get? She's supposed to get 100 zuz for her ksuba.
So what is the amana? For short, remember, Rabbi Yossi is not sure what to do. So first we're going to figure out what she's supposed to get, right, for her ksuba, that she's for sure going to get, and then how much has to be added on. We're going to add on half of what's left, right? She's going to get her ksuba, and then we're going to add on half of what's left for the kiddushin. So, an amana is supposed to get 100. So if he gave a kiddushin of 20, which is 80 zuz, 20 zuz, which is 80 zuz, what does that mean? Right, she's supposed to take 100, so she's supposed to get 100, but how much was her kiddushin worth? 80. So how much did she get of that 80? Tivuin, lavli tivuin, so 40 of that. 80 is mesafik. She's supposed to get 100 zuz, that's her ksuba. The kiddushin was worth 80, her ring was worth 80 zuz. So, mesupik, so she's supposed to get 40 of that. So altogether she's supposed to get 40, 140, 100 that she's supposed to get, plus 40, which is half of what's left, 140. What did she get? What did she get? Kitsha bir? 20, which is 80. So she needs 60 more. 60 more are 30 half pieces, which is 15 shekel, which is 60 zuz. That's how it works out. Right? You do the math. Basically, it's just math. It's like she gets the 100, then you just got to work out to be mashlim, what is left. What about the second line of Rabbi Yossi? Second line of Rabbi Yossi is kitcha bishloshim, nosin lo esrim chatzoim. If he was Mekadisher with 30, remember, 30 shekel. One shekel is 4 zuz, meaning she got 120. If she got 120, then all she needs, if she got 120, then what is she supposed to get? So then she gets 100 for her ksuba, but the kiddushin is worth 120. So she's supposed to get half of that, which is 60. So she's supposed to get 160 altogether. She already has 120. So all she needs is 40 left. So nosin lo esrim chatzon. So she gets 20 halves. 20 halves is 10 shekel. A shekel is 4 zuz, so that works out to be 40 more zuz. 120 plus 40 equals 160. Right? I just have the equations written down on the side of my Gemara, so if you do that, it's what you have to do for this Gemara. You just got to take the Rashbam, write the equations, and it'll be explainable. Okay, but basically, Rabbi Yossi is mesufik, she gets her ksuba, plus half of the kiddushin has to be returned, and half goes to her. Viter. So that's the machlokas tanon. Amar of Yossi farmin yomi, Amar of Nachman. B'chol makom shenagu l'hachzir machzirin. In all cases where the minhag has to be machzir, we return v'tirguma naharda. And this means naharda. What does that mean? This means naharda. So the Ritva says it means Rav Nachman was the gadol ador, and he was not just saying this is the minhag, but this is the minhag that I think should be correct. This is the correct minhag. And tirguma naharda means he was the gadol ador and naharda. So naharda should take upon themselves this minhag. That's how the Ritva learns it. Shar Bavel Mai, what about the rest of Bavel? Rabbi Rav Yossi, the Mitra Vayu. Rabbi Rav Yossi both say, Mohare Hadri. Mohare, what's Mohare? That's the Sivlonos, says the Rashbam. That returns, as we said before, Sivlonos, presents that are sent by the Chassan after the Kiddushin to the Kaala go back if the marriage never occurs. Kiddushi Lo Hadri. But the Kiddushin does not go back. That's what the minig was in the rest of Bavel. Amr of Papa, finishing up, Hilchasa, Bein Shemesu, Bein Shemesahi, Vahader Behu, whether he died, whether she died, or Vahader Behu, or he retracts, Moari Hadri, the Savlonis always go back, because that is all Amanas, the marriage takes place, Kiddushi Lo Hadri, Kiddushin doesn't go back. Hadra Ba'ihi, but if she decides to back out of the marriage, Afilu Kiddushi Nami Hadri, she even has to give the Kiddushin back. That is Rav Papa. Amemar Amar, Kiddushi Lo Hadri. No. You never give the Kiddushin back. Why? Gzeira Shemer Yomru Kiddushin Tofsin Bachosa. If you give the Kiddushin back, then we're worried. Shemer Yomru Kiddushin Tofsin Bachosa. Maybe people will say, That what? Who's the chashash about? Is it about him? He'll think that he was never married to her and therefore he'll marry the sister? The Ritva says that we're talking about Rishayim? Talking about Rishayim? Who's going to know that? Kiddushin, he's not going to think that this was a real marriage? Maybe, or is it that people are going to see that, no, even if it's mutter, people are going to see that the kiddushin went back, and they'll think that they were never married, and they'll think that in this type of case, the other sister is muteris. Right? That is the Shem Yomer kiddushin tofsin be'achosa. Again, the Rashbi here says, it sounds like I'm right. You don't even keep a Shavah Pruta. If you kept the Shavah Pruta, of course they're married. So this line is a very big raya to the Rashba against the Ritva. Continuing, Ravashi Amar, I don't think you have to worry about it. Why? Gita Mochiach Alei. He's giving a get. Of course they were married. What are people going to think? But we don't think that's a real claim. Some people might have heard that the Kiddushin went back, but not have heard about the get. That might not have made the press. So therefore, no, that's not a good claim of Gita Mochiach Alei. Period. Okay, here we go. Two dots. The Mishnah said, this Shashbinis, this special presence that they used to send at the time of the marriage to help with the marriage, it's a real chov. I send it to you, you have to send it to me. There were five things said about Shashbinis, five laws. Number one, Nigves Bebezdin. It's collectible in court. If you don't send it to me, then I could collect it in court. Vechozeres ba'onasa, and it goes back. When do you have to give back? Meaning, if I send it to you, when do you have to give it back to me? In its proper time. Meaning, at the time that I get married, not before. Not before. It's not collectible beforehand. Ve'ein ba'mishum ribis. There's no ribis when it comes to this. Meaning, if I give you a little more than what you gave me for the wedding, no problem. Ve'ein hashvius mishamtasa. Interesting. Shvius is not mishamated. If I give you and then I get married after Shemitah, it's not like a regular milveh, which Shvius makes disappear. This is a milveh that Shvius is not mishamed. Why? We'll talk about these in a minute. Ve'ena bachar nota ba pishnaim. And a bachar does not take pishnaim in this because it's considered ro'i. So let's go through each one. Nig ve'es ba'bezdin my time. Why is this collectible in bezdin? It's just a present. The answer is no. This is legalized Gemilas Chesed. Formalized Gemilas Chesed. Sorry?
Did you discuss whether it was a minimum for this?
There's no specific minimum is given in the sources.
I can give more, I can also give less.
Correct. More or less. That's what we just said. That it's no ribbis issue. We'll get to why in a minute. But yeah, there's no amounts slated.
But just to... Okay,
right, that's the question. In Bezdin, when it's given to Bezdin, do you have to give at least what your friend gave? By ribis, you don't have to worry about giving more, but you have to give at least what your friend gave. It's a question. So my time, a kamilva dami, because we treat this like a milva. Vein b'am b'shem ribis, there's no ribis. Why? Delav adaita tahach yavile. I'm not giving you a specific amount. I'm just giving you a bunch. I'm giving you a bunch of money. I'm not paying back exactly what you gave me. I'm just giving you a bunch back. Right? This line might have importance in terms of neighborly activities. We discussed this back in Ezeo Neshech. If I borrow some eggs from you and you give me three quarters of a dozen eggs, then when you give it back to me, you just give me a whole thing. Am I allowed to accept that? Right? If I borrow some sugar, right? In all these cases where you give back more, where it's the minug is you take some ketchup and I buy you a whole other ketchup. Right? Something like that. So there's no ribbis d'oraisa for sure. It's not a milveh. But does it smack of ribbis? Is it mechzi? So maybe this line might have something to do with it. Oh, you're not giving it for that reason. I'm giving it to pay back exactly tit for tat. But we continue now. Ve'ein shvius misham tasa. De lo karina be lo yigos. Shvius is not mishamed it. Why? Because it's not called lo yigos. What does that mean? Says Rabbeinu Tam. Very important machlokas and tosas. Rabbeinu Tam says this is a raya for what I say. And that is that we hold that somebody has a loan for 10 years, shvius does not ruin it. It's shvius only ruins loans that are collectible. And what does it mean they're collectible? Right now I could go and collect. Shvia says, don't go and collect. Lo yigos. Don't go and collect the loan. But if it's not collectible right now, when Shvia comes, so then Shvia doesn't touch it. Says Rabbi Tam, this is a raya. Because just like this is not collectible until the time of the marriage, which is after Shvita, so to here. The re, about the two-thirds of the way down in Tosis, does not think this is a raya. Ve'nira l'ri raya mikan. To lo shaycha klal shashbinis. L'milveh. It's not a real milveh. This isn't the reason Shvita doesn't touch this because it's not a real milveh. It's not a real milveh. What does the Gemara say? Kimilva damya. It's a stat. It's not a real milveh. You can't bring me rayas from here to other cases. So that's why machlokas, Rabbi Natam and the Ri, whether this applies. Interesting, Meiri. The Meiri says here, if one Shmita passes and it's not collectible, then it's never collectible, no matter how many Shmitas pass. Meaning, let's say I get married 2 years after Shmita. So it's not collectible by the first, but I can still take him to court 10 years later. Even if another Shmita comes by, once one Shmita doesn't affect it, it's defined as a loan that Shmita doesn't knock out, so it's always defined as that kind of loan. Even if another Shmita comes. That's what the Meiri says here, in the name of Gedolei HaMefarsh. And also, Bachar doesn't take a double portion because it's Roy. And the Bachar does not take Roy like he does Muchsak. Amar of Kahana, Klal Adushish Binusa. What's the rule? Havi Bamasa Iboile Lamesa. If I'm in the city when my friend gets married, so I got to bring it to him. It's my job. Shama kol tavla iboy leila mesa. If I'm outside the city and I hear that there's a wedding going on, I also have to go. It's my responsibility. Lo shama kol tavla. What if I didn't hear anything? I lived out far away. Iboy leilo due. So my friend should have sent me a letter. He should have sent me an invitation. How am I supposed to let him know that I have to give him shushbinis? But you know what? Even if he did not send me an invitation, all I have on him, taromes islay, l'shlumi islay, shlumi mishali. All I can do is complain. Why didn't you, I wanted to take part in the wedding, right? Shushbinis taking part of the wedding. But all I can do is complain to him, but I still have to pay. I still have to give the shushbinis. V'yarkama, so how much, what does how much mean? This is not asking your question, how much you have to give, but how much you have to give in this type of circumstance where usually you give the shushbinis, but you also take part in the wedding. So you like deduct that. I'm eating, so I'm getting, right, you always give a bigger wedding present when you go to the wedding, because you're eating, they're paying for me. Right, so how much do you have to give? Because here you didn't eat. So, Amar Abaya, Nagu B'nei Ginana, the people who usually go to the wedding, Adzuza, I say, Bekape, Achle Bekarse, until Azuz, because whatever you, I say, Bekape, whatever you have in your cup, in your hands, Achle Bekarse, that's what you have in your stomach, says the Rashbam. Zuza haya ochel. You eat a zuz amount. Eat about a zuz. And that's how much you could take off. Hilkach zuza poches bidveshish meniso. Right, you take off a zuz if you didn't get to go to the wedding. Ad arba'a mishalem palga. If you had to pay four. Oh, so this line is mashma that you kind of have to give at least what was given to you, like I alluded to before. Ad arba'a, because the Rashbam, if you're mechayev to give four, mishalem palga. Right, you could take off half. Why? Because if you give such a big gift, the Rashbam explains, then they probably give you a lot. The waiters probably bring you extra because you're a big gift giver. So therefore, you could take off even more to deduct. Mikan ve'elach inish k'chashivusay. Besides this, just whatever you assume. Each person based on their own chashivus. Tana Rabbanan, Braisa, Asa imo b'pumbi, ubikish lasu imivitzina. What if the first wedding was a big, major public wedding, and now the second wedding he wants to do much more private? Maybe he doesn't have enough money, or it's an esara, he doesn't want to make a big deal. So, yachaloma lo b'pumbi esayim chakadera shasizimi. I'm only giving to you, I want a big party. I'm not giving you as much. Because remember, part of the shushbinis is that the giver gets to take part in the wedding. So he's like, I want to take part in the wedding. You got to do it like I did, like I had. If he married a psula, and now the second one is marrying an almana, where the simcha party might not be as great, so I'm giving you less. If he did bishnia and now he wants to a second marriage, and he wants to do a first marriage, right? By your second marriage, wonderful wishes he's giving him. He's not really saying that. He's just saying I'm giving you a lesser amount. If he only got married to one and bikesh, and he says and he wants to get married to two. I'm only doing one. Why? Because one's a greater simcha. One's a greater simcha. Says the Rashbam, what does this mean, two? It means two, one after another. One after another. Says the Rabbeinu Gershom here, fascinating. Rabbeinu Gershom says, no, it means you're marrying two women at the same time. Two women at the same time. And it's not as much of a simcha because, you know, they're each service for each other. This is obviously the same Rabbeinu Gershom that we know made Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, they're not allowed to marry two wives. Even one after another. But he's moking this Gemara as two at the same time. That is, again, we always going to talk about it. We don't have so much time to go into it. But Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, so there are a few of them that are famous. But really, there are 18 Takanas Rabbeinu Gershoms. In Sakpita Talmudis, under Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, they talk about this. The most famous, the big three out of the 18 that are most famous are not divorcing your wife, Bal Karcha, which we'll talk more about tomorrow, Bezal Hashem, and not marrying two wives, and opening other people's letters. Right, those are the three famous ones. There's a whole list here you can look in regarding that. Rav Schachter likes to say, what does it mean? Like before Rabbeinu Gershom came along, oh, you can open your friend's letters. No problem. He came along, oh, big chiddush, you can't open your friend's mail. What are you talking about? Right, the answer is that no, even before Rabbeinu Gershom, these were not good ideas. Nobody ever thought, the Torah allows you to marry two wives, but it might not be the best idea. Right, or divorce your wife by karcha. Right, but so all these things were not good ideas. But it's just that Rabbeinu Gershom came along and said, if you do it, you put a cheirim on you. You have a curse on you. Right, that's what it is. But all these weren't good ideas even beforehand. But Rabbeinu Gershom added that. Okay, let's just read the Gemara. Again, you got to come back early tomorrow, because these are great Gemaras coming up right here. Tana Rabbanan, let's just read it at least. Atir nichsin, atir pumbi. Somebody who is very rich, and everybody knows that he's rich. Zehu bal hagados. This is somebody who gives drushes in Agadata. Why? Because that's Shavah L'chol Nefesh. Everybody could hear it. Just like a rich person, everybody sees that he's rich. So somebody who gives shir in a Hashkafa Agada, so that's open, that's good for everybody. Aser Sloim, Aser Takoa, somebody is rich in special types of Sloim. He's like a money changer. He has all different types of money, or he has Takoa. Takoa is the place the Mishnah Menachah says where they got special oils from for the Beis HaMikdash. Takoa. Right? So those, it's a very, very amazing type of science, Zelbal Pilpul. That's a Baal Pilpul. Somebody learns, gives amazing shir be'iyun. Asir Meshach, Asir Kamaz. Somebody who's rich in measured and stored items. Zeo Baal Shmuels. That's somebody who's unbelievable Baal Bekiyas. He's everything stored up. He has all Bekiyas on his fingertips. Hakol Tzrichin L'marichatya. Everybody needs the wheat man. Why? Meaning, everybody needs the Baal Shmuels. Right? He's got everything in store. Everybody needs him. Gemara. Because this is Gemara, everybody's going to have to ask him questions, right? This is the sugya at the end of Maseches Harios and at the end of Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara talks about which is greater, an Oker Harim or a Sinai, Bekiyas Be'ian. The Gemara there says you need a Baal Bekiyas, because the Baal Be'ian is going to be learning something. He's going to need to know. Gemara's all over the place. This is part of the major discussions of Bekiyas and Be'ian. Amar Abzera Amar Rav, Mai Dechsiv, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, Zebal Gemara. What does the pasuk mean? All the days of a poor person are bad. That's a Baal Gemara. And v'tov leiv mishta tamid zeh Baal Mishnah. And tov leiv mishta tamid, right? Somebody's always besimcha. That's a Baal Mishnah, right? So that's about. What does that mean? So explain to Rashbam. A Baal Gemara is always, you know, is always bad because he's always racking his brain and he's trying to figure things out and it's hurting him because he's trying to figure out so much. That's why I wrought him. But a Baal Mishnah, he doesn't think so much. He just runs through the bekiyas of the Mishnayos, right? That's why he's wonderful. And then, Rava Amar Ifcha. Rava says just the opposite. The Baal Mishnah just runs through the Mishnayis and can't really understand what is this Mishnah, how to do is to work with this Mishnah. He's Rayim, because he doesn't think about how things work together. A Baal Gemara! Oh, he works everything out. Amazing. Right? So whatever you want, you're into, Bekiyas Be'ian, you got it right here. V'hayna Davar Misharshi, one more line, Mishpei the Rava, Mai Dechsiv Masiya Avanim Yaseh Mahem. Somebody who chisels rocks, he'll be sad. Bokea Eitzim Yisachin Mahem, but if you chop up wood, you'll be warmed. Masiya Avanim Yaseh Mahem, Elu Baal Mishnah. You'll be sad, the Baal Mishnah. Bokea Eitzim Yisachin Mahem, Elu Baal Gemara. That's the Baal Gemara. So we'll talk more about that. I got it tomorrow. Just one other line from the Binyan Shlomo, Shlomo Mivilna writes. The first line of Rav Zera, why is a Baal Mishnah happier than a Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid, the last four words in all Shulchan Aruch, why is he more happy than a Baal Gemara? Because a Baal Mishnah is always making siyumim. Right? He's moving, he's always making siyumim, he's always having parties. Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. But a Baal Gemara, how often do you make a siyum? How often do you make a siyum? You'll be sitting there on, coming to Gemara for 10 years. Right, so therefore, he's not making siyumin. Right, then, I guess Bekiyas Mishnah here would count as Bekiyas. We try to make our Bekiyas Be'iyun in our shir, but that's the discussion here. Okay, we'll start more about this discussion tomorrow. And then we have the case that we've referred to many times in our travels through Shas. But we're finally going to come to it. The woman who the husband is not sure she knows how to smell. That's the Todranis. That's tomorrow's daf. It's tomorrow's daf. Talk about the tahalich of Gerushin, famous Rashbam on tomorrow's daf, Yamshel Shlomo, that all comes up as Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.